Well, this is a happy day. We're going to baptize Charlotte here in just a few minutes, depending on how long I preach. But this Feast of the Ascension is very interesting for adults because as she's baptized into the faith of the church, and I'd suggest the human experience of faith in the church, what we adults might perceive are a whole bunch of paradoxes. So I want to share two with you. Their presence and absence, or you might call it connection and abandonment. And the other one is grace and resistance. And they're shown forth. Yeah. Days are like that. The kind of calling out in the human heart for comfort. So, presence and absence. This Feast of Pentecost, at least for me, over the decades, has, first of all, was for a long time was like, okay, Jesus ascended, that's kind of cool, you know, and clouds, and he's gone, and but sometime about 20 years ago or so, I started thinking, wait a minute. What would the disciples think? Hey, you were just here, you were gone, you were back, now you're leaving. What the heck? And I started for a number of years to sense the Feast of the Ascension as absence. As that absence of God that we all experience from time to time. And that's part of our lives, in one sense as human beings, but certainly as Christians. Now, I didn't like that a whole lot. So my preaching about 15 years ago was, what the? That kind of attitude. And then a few years after that, I started thinking, wait a minute. The ascension is Jesus going where we belong, or where we will belong more fully in the life of the Trinity, whatever that's going to look like. And he's gone there, and that's where we're going. And I took that as a promise of connection, of new connection. And really, it's just today I started thinking, that's the human paradox. We seek connection, we seek presence, and yet we do all kinds of stuff to avoid being present to ourselves, to God, to one another. We pretend, deny, we don't look at ourselves closely. And what happens there is the place of kind of connection wears out. So at least what I want to leave us with is that's part of the Christian life and the Catholic life that and the life that Charlotte Miller is going to join, which is this adult mystery of how do we deal with this paradox in our lives without denying it and with finding a way to land within it. And the second one is grace and resistance, and it's tied into the first. I started looking at the way the four Gospels end, and it's not pretty. So we heard a little bit today in Matthew. The disciples went to Galilee. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. That's our story. And then he gave them the commission. He didn't sit there and say, you've got a 24 hours to clean up your act, or else, don't make me come down there, you know? He didn't do that. In the midst of their doubt, he gave them the commission to preach and make disciples. It's tougher in Mark. At the resurrection, the angel tells them to go, the women to go and tell Peter. And trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Wow. That's the first ending in Mark. The second one's a little bit better. Jesus appears to Mary. He appears to two guys who are walking in the fields. And in both instances, they come and report this to the 11, and none of them buy it. And then Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And then he said, Go and preach the gospel to all creation. The commission is given to such as you and me. People who struggle with our woundedness, and in our woundedness we blame everybody else because it's so hard to say, I can bring my whole self to God. I'm not going to go into all these other examples, but they're similar. In Matthew and Mark and John, there is no ascension. Jesus doesn't go anywhere. And that's the mystery of presence and absence and the paradox of grace and resistance. And that's what this beautiful yet complicated human Christian life. This is what you're going to be baptized in, girl. Yeah. So we'll be praying for you. Yep. Yeah. So you think you're ready to do that, Charlotte? Well, we'll find out. John, could you bring the book, please?